This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol SIRC. Joining us today is the company's CEO, Mr. David Massey. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. It's been a little while since we've had you on the program. Give us an updated about statement. What do you guys do over there at Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation?
We are an international full-service clean tech company. We do residential, commercial solar. We do microgrids. We're heavily into battery storage and EV charging. And we have a small roofing division, and we just opened up a finance division that we're pretty excited about. So we cover the entire spectrum in the clean tech field.
Wow, that's very exciting. Well, now that you got us up to speed, what are some of the new and exciting things you guys are doing over there in 2023?
You know, we're looking at 2023 as being one of our best years yet. We had tremendous growth last year. We have a tremendous commercial pipeline that we're working on. We literally just funded a project that in Lordsburg, New Mexico. It's a $330 million project that we're getting ready to start. We just funded it, so we're moving that into our pipeline actually next week. And we've been bounced around with our direction on how we get to the NASDAQ. We've pretty well made up our mind. We're working with Global Fund out of New York. They have a SPAC lined up with us with a battery company. So we're looking to team up with a battery company so we can have our own storage and have be more of a technology type play. So that's, you know, that's kind of working itself out as well. So we're, you know, some things that we've been working on are now starting to come to the plate, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and kind of walk me through some of the, you know, some of the services and different products you guys have out there.
Yeah, last year we were a big residential solar company. We did quite a bit in the residential side. This year we're shifting more toward the commercial solar side, so we'll do a tremendous amount of commercial work throughout the United States and South America. And we're one of the contractors for the $5 billion EV charging bill that was passed just recently by Congress. So we're, you know, we do a lot of different things. We're expanding quite a bit, got a great team in place, and working hard to get things done.
Excellent. So I know you don't have a crystal ball, and you know I know that things are definitely not set in stone, and you can only say so much. But you mentioned NASDAQ. Let's talk a little more about that.
You know, we think a SPAC is a good way to create some value. You're in the OTC markets, it's just a wild, wild west. You know, you're dictated by the stock price, and there's so many different ways the stock price can be affected. But we think we get to NASDAQ, we can really unlock the true value. I mean, in the clean tech business, NASDAQ clean tech companies trade anywhere between 5 to 10 times revenue. We're trading at about 15% of our revenue down the OTC. So we think working with a global fund and getting paired up with a mining company that mines vanadium, that actually is the material that goes into the battery. We think teaming that up and having our own battery source, we think storage is going to be the future play in the clean tech world. So I think we're going to be positioned to go into a SPAC and come out on NASDAQ and really unlock the value in our pipeline and get the funding that we need to really get SRC to mature to the company that we're trying to grow it into.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I mean, you guys are so well, you know, diversified. I mean, with all your various divisions, but you're saying, you know, looking at NASDAQ, that you're just going to come in through clean energy then, potentially.
Yeah, we're going to come in through a SPAC. We're going to, you know, probably rebrand and be more of a technology play. Being a, you know, I think we're looked upon as OTC market as kind of just a solar roofing installer. And we offer a lot more than that. You know, we're true clean tech with our EV charging division and our battery storage and our commercial work that we're doing.
Excellent. Yeah. And I want to remind all the listeners that, you know, the company has a really nice website. It's SIRC.com. You can take a look at all their various services. And actually, if you're interested, they pretty much have a form on every page that you can fill out and talk to the company directly about their products and services. Well, I'll tell you what, David, what else do you have for me on the docket today to go over that we're looking at for 2023?
You know, like something exciting we announced in the last Q&A we did is we just kicked off our finance division. So we're actually working with a lender where we're actually the lead page on the financing. So we can offer our own financing for our own projects, and we can actually work with our partners, and everyone can get on our portal and use our financing for the jobs. And we feel like we have some of the best rates. And, you know, what's big in solar are the dealer fees, and our dealer fees are much less than most of the dealer fees out there. So it's going to be a very, very large division for us. We anticipate it adding a tremendous amount of revenue to the top line. And we make a small percentage on every deal that we do, so it's going to be a lot of good cash mailbox money for us. We're excited for that.
Yeah, that's great. And what exactly do you allow financing for out of your products and services?
You know, some of it are solar only or clean energy only, but some of the pieces have any type of construction or remodel that they're looking to do. So there's very different products out there, from PPA to HELOC to a small interest loan. Depending on what you're looking for, there's a lot of different types of financing options that are available. And they're being rolled out at different times. Troy, our CEO, is running that project. He has more details than I do, but it's a big transitional piece for us.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of, you know, very exciting updates. I think, you know, in 2023, we're definitely going to want to have you back for more updates as soon as you have them. Again, I know you only can say so much because you do not have a crystal ball. Wish we did, but we don't. you know, but with everything being said and all things considered, what do you think folks should take from today's interview?
Yeah, probably the most exciting thing, and something I've been talking about a lot, is our commercial pipeline and getting that Lordsburg project from the development stage to notice to proceed stage is a big deal. It's a $330 million project that is going to, that we're going to be able to claim a lot of that revenue the second quarter. So our run rate for our revenue should drastically be increased from the second quarter on as our commercial pipeline starts moving forward. And then as that, hopefully that increases the market cap and gives us opportunity to roll into the SPAC with a much higher market cap. And then we get into the NASDAQ and, you know, get our multiple up and get the value up for the shareholders.
Excellent. Folks, you've been listening to David Massey. He's the CEO of Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. They do trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol SIRC. You can also check out their website. It's SIRC.com. Looking forward to having you back soon, David. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.